Chris in San Jose, what's happening?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Morning. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, I kind of called in because you guys were talking about Moody, but just with the Warriors in general, you know, I'm not saying that Melton is this the same quality of player as a guy like Andre Iguodala was, but he's kind of who he was reminding me of how Iguodala kind of tied everything together for us back in the day. So, you know, strength in numbers and playing that deep rotation, I do think was a possibility, but when you're talking about losing Melton, that's a great athlete, mm-hmm. a long wing defender, one of your two best wing defenders, yep. and losing that guy, you know, it's going to hurt. And so he was one of the five main guys, right? Hield, Wiggins, Curry, Dre, and him, I think, you know, on a night-to-night basis, you can count on those guys. So, you know, with Moody last night, it's the same thing we've always, you know, Kerr's won a bunch of championships. He's a great coach, you know. It's kind of like what's going on with Kyle Shanahan. It's hard not to be nitpicky when you continue to do the same thing on a year-in, year-out basis. A guy's hot. We talk about strength in numbers, pulling the right strings. Any given night, it could be anyone's night. But then when a guy's going off in the first half, you go away from him for a veteran who's not playing as well. So it's incredibly frustrating. I mean, he's been in the league 4 years, and he does not have a role on this team.
Yeah,
they signed him 3 years or 4 years, whatever it is. So when they signed him to that deal, my immediate thought process was, man, they might trade. He could be the guy in a deal. And I said this with Kuminga. To everybody who hates Kuminga, watch what happens when he doesn't play. Just watch. Just because he has a lower IQ than some of these people, and you have to, I mean, give the kid a break. He's learning English, moving from Africa 10 years ago.
Hold on, let me stop you right there. His English is just fine. He's one of the most articulate players I've met in the last 5 years. He speaks better English than half the Americans out here. So Kuminga's language is just fine. I just want to put that out there because we think he's been in the States for a decade. He's fine there.
Yeah, I'm not implying that the guy can't speak English. All I'm saying is that there are literal kids in high school who have played basketball for a longer period of time than a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not trying to use that against him. I was merely saying this guy had a lot going on when he was first learning basketball. And your guys' point about Pajemski. Pajemski's a backup point guard. You know, I was watching him at Santa Clara. He shot 43% from three at Santa Clara. I'm watching a guy who's not going to get any of those same types of shots at Santa Clara. I'm looking at an undersized guy who's not a great athlete. He's a backup guard on a true contender. So, yeah, I mean, the strength in numbers is great and all, but when you lose one of your two best wing defenders in Melton, it's going to be difficult. Okay. Kerr has to pull the right strings, and, you know, last night kind of, that's the frustration with Kerr.
Was that a humbling loss last night for you, Chris? Because the schedule does heat up here. And I know you look at the schedule just as much as I do. I'm not going to say I'm panicking, but I'm a little slightly concerned because these teams are getting healthier, healthier, healthier. And this is a good barometer for the Golden State Warriors without DeAnthony Melton. OKC, Phoenix, Houston. Man, this schedule heats up.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Listen, I'm a competitor. You know, at the end of the day, to be the best, you got to beat the best. So I would say bring them on. You know, we were thinking the same thing when we had that three-game stretch. We took two out of three against OKC, Boston, and Cleveland. Granted, Boston and OKC were a little banged up. You know, the guys that they're missing are a little bit more important to them than DeAnthony Melton was to us. But I say bring them on, baby. That's you play who you play at the end of the day. So yeah. Kerr's got to pull the strings. These guys got to, you know, they got to nut up a little bit. Part of my French, but I mean, I'm still optimistic, Bonte. I think we're going to be a playoff team. You know, losing Melton hurts. It is what it is, but you got to roll with the punches, baby.
No doubt. Good call, Chris. Good call, Chris. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, Moses Moody on consistent minutes. Listen to this.
How important is, like, rhythm to be able to sustain, you know, how you're feeling out there for you?
That's not a luxury I've had through my career, so I've kind of had to figure out how to play whenever, whatever happens, whatever the opportunity is. So I kind of just deal with whatever it is. So I don't necessarily look for outside things, as in my playing time, rotation, whatever it is. Just when I get the opportunity, I take the shots that I get, I take the driving lanes that I get, and just play.
That's Moses Moody.
I got to give Coach, who calls us all the time, who called earlier this morning, some credit, because I kind of scoffed at him earlier. And
about what?
Well, he made a point a couple weeks back. Like, Moody could hit five shots in a row, and the coach still won't play him later on in the game. Well, Moody hit five shots in a row yesterday, and later on in the game, the coach still wouldn't play him. And he was right.
See, Moses Moody played 7 minutes, 26 seconds yesterday in the second half. 2 minutes, 53 seconds in the fourth quarter, didn't take a shot. In the third quarter, he played just a little over 5 minutes. And, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Took one shot in the second half. Buddy Hield, 0 for 5 in the third quarter. He got ice cold there.
And he missed like four in the final 2-3 minutes there. Yeah,
Buddy Hield didn't have it yesterday in the second half.
No.
And he was 0 for 5 in the second half. Only played 5 minutes in the second half, Buddy Hield. 0 for 5, 0 for 3 from 3. So Steve Kerr will pull the lever if a guy is struggling. But you look at Pods, who played a lot of minutes last night in the second half, 13 minutes, it's in second. So 888-957-9570 for all the plus-minus geeks. The plus-minus geeks, because I'm not the biggest plus-minus guy. But second half, you look at the plus-minus. In the second half, Pods, team high, minus 20. And plus minus.
It doesn't surprise me. CP2
minus 18. Andrew Wiggins minus 15. So,
if you're not scoring and you're not assisting and you're not setting up good offense and you're giving up buckets, that doesn't surprise me. No matter what combinations are out there, the Pods thing. Look, it's rearing its ugly head, and we have to acknowledge it. As the Warriors have to, the coach is going to have to. He's allowing Pods to play through lots of mistakes. At some point, he either has to play better.
Yep.
Or you have to put him on the bench.
And you know what?
It's one or the other.
He will. I think Kerr will. Kerr will. You cannot go. You got to earn your minutes on a team like this that is 12 deep. Let's go to Tim and Riley before the break. Tim and Riley, North Carolina. What up, Tim? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while, but the guy just got me a little fired up. They just throw out this Kuminga low IQ comments, and it's almost like it's this narrative is put out there, and nobody really defends it. And I just find it amazing that they say that. And guys, honestly, we've been here before. I think we've been having these conversations for 3 years at this point. We already know what an empowered Moody could do. We already know what an empowered Kuminga can do. And guys, it's just not going to happen. I mean, Bonte, you just said all of these names, Tom Lord, Cam Johnson. You have to be a certain type of player for this coach. He has not adjusted. He doesn't coach to the talent like a Popovich or a Belichick. You have to fit in his system, and if you don't get the run, period. That is just what we have seen in this situation. Guys, we all know. We've seen it. He has looked for reasons to bench Kuminga and bench Moody. We know this. We've seen it. No, you guys are the only ones on this station who call it up. That's why I love you. And we look for reasons to play Pods and GP. I mean, guys, we are not idiots. We know that. If Jonathan Kuminga, look, it took 3 games to start this season. 3 for him to be taken out of the starting lineup. Yeah, we got injuries, whatever. We all know that was BS. It took 3 games. If JK was playing like Pods and shooting 19% of whatever the hell it is he's shooting, he would be the 15th man on this bench. And Bonte, you know it, and Shasky, you know it. But I love y'all because y'all are not scared to say it.
Tim, you know what? If Kuminga was playing like that, these phone lines would be lit. I don't get the disdain about Jonathan Kuminga, the red Eric around him. But I tell you what, Tim, they missed him these last 2 nights. In the third quarter, that's Kuminga time. When he puts it away and starts going downhill and dunking on your head, there's a role for Kuminga on this team. Whether he starts or comes off the bench, they need his perimeter defense and they need his ability to get to the rack.
Yeah, but you remember KD said it years ago. The motion offense will get you past the first round of the playoffs, and after that, you need somebody that can get a bucket. Why do you think him and Kirk kind of they didn't see eye to eye on that?
It's true.
And for whatever reason, this guy does not empower this young man to be who he is, and this is what we get.
I don't find this it. Tim, great call.
Good call, Tim.
Great call. I find it very funny. In the week that Mark Willard is off, we're finding out just maybe. Jonathan Kuminga, with his absence, is proving to be more important to the Warriors' success than Brock Purdy with his absence to the 49ers.
Oh, my God.
That's like a half joke, half truth. I'll let you decide.
Why y'all messing with Mark Willard, man?
Saying that tongue in cheek.
Well,
why y'all messing with Mark Willard? Y'all take a shot.
That's a great callback.
Mark Willard's got a week off. Y'all take a shot at him.
But I'm scared of Willard.
When Willard's in the building,
it's not
y'all
a
be
shot.
Scared. Y'all be scared of hell.
No,
with Willard.
It's not a shot.
Y'all don't be saying
he
nothing about Willard.
He clearly does not that. Think as highly as I do of Kuminga.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay.
And we know that he's ready to crown Brock a $75 million quarterback.
I don't know if he is. I don't know if he is.
Oh, I think he is.
I don't know about 75.
No, I don't think he's saying that. This is what the Niners are telling you, is what Mark would say.
Y'all bothering Mark on a week off. I think Mark's done an excellent job, but he's had a hell of a two-month stretch here, man. I'm telling you, I went out there to Tri-City, got on the show with him. Mark's a different dude. Mark's been cooking.
Oh.
He's been cooking.
I'm scared of Willard.
Y'all afraid of Willard, man.
I love how you just like mail it in on the last day before a big vacation.
No, I'm not mailing it in. I'm bringing you everything I got. What are you talking about? I even came early today. What do you mean mailing it in?
I came early.
Mailing it in with me would have been coming in 5 minutes late.
I even came in early.
What time is early?
Came in early, dude.
Sam, what did you think of that?
Came in early.
What time is early?
10 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, that's it.
10 minutes before showtime is early for me, baby. Or especially after a turnaround last night, I didn't get to bed till damn near midnight because baby Chaz and I were playing Candy Crush in the bed. So, look, you know what?
What platform were you using? Were you using iPad?
No,
tell them on the other side.
Oh, the cell phone? Yeah.
Cell phone. Yeah. So, it's Steve Kerr, 888-957-9570. Let's do some Warrior grades. We'll get to the 49ers. How would you assess the situation through 17 games with the Golden State Warriors? Steve Kerr, should be playing Les Podzimski. My biggest issue last night was the rest that Draymond and Steph received from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. I needed more Steph and Dray last night. That's what I needed. 888-957-9570 is a number. Warriors lose two in a row. We'll get to the Niners. Baldy at 8 o'clock today, not 7:30, 8 o'clock. He needed 8 o'clock. He needed some more time. So we'll do that at 8 o'clock with Baldy. All brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It's your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.
Joe Lacob, wake up.
Me and you, Fezzy. What's going on with the Niners, man? You locked in on football right now?
I mean, the Niners are banged up right now and trying to get back healthy. But, you know, obviously you need Brock Purdy. And the good news for them is that Christian McCaffrey is back on the field. That one, he's back healthy. Focus on that. No, you're not happy with that? What you want me to say?
That verse, man. Bilateral Achilles tendonitis. I take it from you pros. When I asked you guys about it, you guys said, ooh, I don't know. He's not getting to that second level right now. Christian, get well. Good to see you on the football field.
So basically, they're banged up.
They're banged up. They're hurt.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Baldy, 8 o'clock today. 8 o'clock, Baldy. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game. Thousands of other stations, billions of pods are free on the Odyssey app. That was Fezzy, Mully, and D-Wright. And Mully comes in, he goes, you know, me and D-Wright didn't watch a snap of football. They're on a golf course. They played 23 holes together on Sunday.
Where? 23?
23 holes.
That's a random amount of number
random
of holes.
Number. Hey, man. Random. Bully's a random dude. 23 holes, him and D. Wright. They had a great time.
Oh.
Great time. Didn't watch any football. Fezzi's been locked in. He's trying to get more locked in.
When you're that next level, you can just pick these certain amount of holes you want to do.
Yeah,
it doesn't
whatever
need,
you want to do.
It doesn't need to be 27. No. It doesn't need to be, you know, 36. It could be 17 if you want it to be.
Hey,
you
don't have to do 18. Steve Langford just walked into the studio, just kind of looked. You want to see what's going on? You jealous? You miss us? You miss us, huh?
Hey, Steven, how about our Sharks, huh? 19 points? Pacific Division?
He's locked into
Sharks.
Chelsea
coming
football
out of the
right
cellar?
Now.
They're not your
He's
Sharks.
Locked into
They're my
Palmer.
Sharkies. When are we doing 60 seconds of Celebrini? When do you want to do that?
Do it before the 9-12 break.
All right. We'll wait on that.
3-4-3 in their last 10?
Not bad.
Really not. It's not that
bad at all. And Joe Thornton got his jersey retired. How about that ceremony?
Very cool.
It's pretty cool.
He's dressed pretty well, too,
for that. He's very nice. Got the teal carpet out there, man. What a day down at the SAP Center.
So we were at the party on Saturday for my son, and I got a cousin, Aiden, who he's a diehard hockey guy. Last however many years, whenever the Kraken became a team, he became a diehard fan. You know what they call themselves?
Crackheads.
Yeah. He's a diehard crackhead.
You didn't know that?
Until Saturday? I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. I thought
you were on hockey, man. The crackheads.
Crack, crack, crack. Crack, crack, crack.
Got to get on that center ice.
Seattle Kraken. Dick Fan, I think, does something for their pre and post.
Crack, crack, crack.
Or Softy Baller, one of those guys. They do everything up there. But, yeah, they're crackheads. You like that?
I love it, actually. I think
you want to be considered a crackhead?
No.
I feel safer when there's a crackhead on my corner. I do,
too. I'd rather be the crackheads.
Hey, dude. No,
I would not. Easy on that one.
I would rather be the White Sox. I like being healthy. All right. I walked by two dope heads on the way to the studio today. They were talking to each other. I felt good. It's like, hey, how's it going?
Crack, White Sox fandom. Really, it's pretty similar, for being honest.
Are they the secret team with Juan Soto?
The secret sauce.
The secret team.
The secret sauce.
The dark horse.
Sauce. What's the secret sauce for Steve Kerr? What's the secret sauce for Kyle Shanahan?
Just play who's playing well. Like, I don't think that, like, I'm not even good. I think Steve's awesome. He's an all-time legend coach. He's done a lot of great things, but I feel like they're setting themselves up for a lot of frustration if they don't kind of trim this thing down a little.
I feel like there's some panicked Warrior fans out there.
Yeah.
Are you panicking?
Should have won one of the last two games.
Are you starting to panic when you look at the schedule?
I'm not full panic mode.
888-957-9570, because I feel like, boy, with OKC and Phoenix coming in, what if we come in here on Monday and they've lost 3 of 4?
Yeah, then
they lost 4 straight.
If they lose 4 straight, yeah,
No, we are not. You are.
Okay, situation critical. I am. Yeah, like, yeah, we're in a really bad spot, Andre Nicotina.
Wait, we're 15 games in, and they're 12-5.
No, it doesn't matter.
You've already said they're going to go on a deep playoff run.
No, I did not.
No, yes, you did. No, Spadoni.
Nope. 10-game barometer.
This we're saying out loud, Shasky and I. That we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. I did not say that because they did not get to the 10-game over 500 mark, which is what I was looking for.
They're 12-3.
They were. They were very close. They're on the precipice. And they fell short.
So now you're not on that?
Well,
recalibrating?
The season is up in the air right now, right?
Oh, the season's up in the air?
I'm just saying, like it feels...
Okay. It's November. Nah, okay,
but can you all, like, acknowledge this, like... They've gotten some fortunate breaks. They've made the most of a lot of them. And now you're hitting a stretch in the season where I don't know what to make of this team. Now I'm going to have a good feel of this current roster, like what we have. And I still believe that they're going to need to, now with the DeAnthony Melton injury, they're going
to need to trade.
They're going to need to swing a deal here, I think, for a two-guard.
There's no doubt.
What I would try to do is I would try to keep Kuminga. I would try to keep Buddy Hield. And I would try to keep, obviously, Draymond, Steph, Andrew Wiggins. Just about anything else would be on the board for me. But the problem is in any of these hypotheticals, Kuminga is one of the few guys everyone wants. So I don't know what kind of difference maker you're going to get without including him in a deal. The other part of this is whoever you bring in, depending on their financial situation, you're going to have to afford them, and you're going to have to be able to extend them down the line. Kuminga, will you extend him? Do you have the money to extend him? Like, the CBA is looming here in these decisions that are kind of coming through the pipe here.
408, Comcast Business Text Line. Warriors will be under 500 by mid-December.
Under 500. I don't think I'm ready to go that far yet. Like, wow. Can we...
Yeah, I'm not going.
Can we let a couple of games? Like, this is a bad two-game stretch.
Well, Zuchumane, the streets are saying, Zuchumane and others said that after the 4-1 five-game road trip that you did say a deep playoff run was happening.
No, I didn't. Zuchi can misremember all he wants. He knows I love him.
Let's go to SFB Drummer. I missed SFB Drummer yesterday. He was at the gatehouse. I didn't even see him. I'm disappointed. I want to see SFB Drummer. I wanted to meet the guy. I wanted to hear his Purdy takes, Shanahan takes. That's that Bay Jummer. You was in the building last night.
Yeah, I was in the building, man. Good morning, Vontae. Good morning, Shasky.
Good morning.
I didn't expect this from the Warriors last night. I looked up in the fourth quarter, and Steph had about 22 minutes when he came in with Steph and Draymond. I'm like, are we trying to preserve him for Wednesday or something? Like, we had a winnable game last night. We had an 18-point lead. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan slipped Curry's notes how to blow leads, but apparently it happened. So, you know, we got to be better. And, Steve, we got to rack up these wins until we can get a trade to come through to get the team to, you know, stabilize and make a deep run. We're still going to make a deep run. I believe it could happen. I just think we just got to get a center from somewhere because even though we are effective of deflecting balls and getting, you know, defensive fast plays, we still have to slow it down a little bit. I think that's contributed to the free throw misses because we're just playing too fast and, like, everybody's just rushing. So I still believe the Warriors, they're going to make a move, and we may not like it or we may like it, but it's going to happen. So we just got to keep the faith. That's the only serious team we have right now because the 49ers sure not it. And then when Steph retires, I got faith that Macklin Celebrini is going to carry the bag. Hey, he has that aura like that.
Hey, real quick, SFA drummer, real quick, with the 49ers, what if I told you that the Rams could possibly lose to New Orleans this Sunday, that Seattle could lose to the Jets coming off a bye, and that the Cardinals will lose in Minnesota, and you will still be one game out of first place next Monday? What if I told you that could be a scenario?
All that's cool and all, but we're still not going to New Orleans. They may take a flight to New Orleans to go on Bourbon Street, get some beignets and Popeyes or something like that, but we're not going for no Super Bowl.
All right. I feel you. Hey,
we're not going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, just because those scenarios are plausible doesn't make them likely, and it also doesn't mean that you're a good team.
Doesn't mean anything. It just means you're one game out of a division lead. You still have a chance to win a division title. That's what it means. That's what it means.
The hell with hope!
Now that we are a couple of weeks removed, we had a show a couple of weeks ago where there's a lot of people who want to stick with the script. Giannis felt like wanted his way out of Milwaukee, and a lot of people wanted to keep the team as is.
Yeah, they felt pretty foolish now in retrospect because I remember saying, guys, come on, it's Giannis.
But you may even flip back. He's like, you know what? I'm good with this team.
No. I said, guys, what are we doing? You're going to pay Kuminga $35 to $45 million. You might as well just get Giannis.
So where are we at with this roster right now? As we head to this treacherous stretch with the Golden State Warriors, 888-957-9570, we can do that. As always, we could talk some 49ers here because Brock Purdy doesn't look like he's going to play on Sunday. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going on with them. And so when I think about that loss to Green Bay, you know, one of the hardest truths to swallow about that game, about that loss, is that it may not be their year. And that, to me, the hardest truth was, boy, losing that Super Bowl and the lingering effects of it, it's just not their day. It's not their year. They need something else. Like watching McCaffrey, sad. And I just got sadness watching them. That's the hardest truth was, it was sad that I know this team is probably not going to be able to beat a Detroit, beat a Philadelphia. Probably won't be able to beat. And even the Atlanta Falcons, for crying out loud. Like, I don't even know if they could beat them. But that's the hardest truth, was that Sunday, they're just a shell of themselves. Fred Warner, like, you watch his tape. You watch it back.
It's not
good. One of the worst games I've ever seen Fred Warner play.
Something's up with the leg. Like, he's just not moving the same. He's nowhere near the player that we know he is. That's why, like, I look at linebackers very much like I look at running backs. It's like, hey, if you can reduce some wear and tear, you have to do it. That's why if they do fall out a couple of games here of first, like, I think it's shutdown time. And I know that sounds horrible to say. They'll never admit it out loud, but let's call it what it is. They need to be ready to go for next year. Fred Warner. Is Fred Warner a guy that you are building around?
Wait, before you start, before you continue, when is it time to pivot to next year?
Anything more than two games out of first, you're done. Like, your season's
over. What if you remain one game out of first
even
place?
Then, it feels very unlikely. And also, I got to know where Purdy's at. Like, I'm looking at the Purdy injury, and I have some questions that I want to run to you regarding the Purdy injury.
You think that'll fly with this locker room if they start, hey, we're going to start looking at next year, even though we're a game out of first place in the NFC West?
It's not about, like, the
division title's still online.
Bonte, it's the NFL. Like, I'm watching the Cleveland Browns that are 2-8 play their ass off. Like, the guys that are out on the field will still play hard. You know why? There's only 17 games, and a lot of these guys are playing for future money.
But you're thinking about shutting guys down?
Well, Bosa needs surgery. It's pretty clear.
Okay, that's what player.
Okay, Fred Warner needs time off. It's pretty clear.
He'll take time off.
CMC, after the season. Does CMC need time off?
All right, well, CMC, I'm with you.
I mean,
on
those
the
are
CMC.
Three of the most important players well, on CMC, the team.
I don't think CMC was going to be a factor this year. What I told you, if whatever you get from him is a bonus, and right now he's not giving you much, so I'd rather see that CMC. I'm cool with because of the Achilles tendonitis. Jerry Grulaw, I'm cool with. I'm cool with, but Fred Warner's got to play.
If
Bosa's got to play.
I disagree. If he's got an ankle injury that's going to require some sort of offseason surgery, just get it done now.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet.
Well, I mean, it's pretty clear he's hobbled, and the guy needs to take some time off. And I look at it like you're trying to reduce the wear and tear. It's a sport where when you're done, your body's finished. And so if I can put a seatbelt on you and protect you from some of those injuries, I think you owe it to yourself because of how important he is for the long term. No one's saying you're packing it in. It's just like, hey, I have to have an eye on next year.
Yeah. I'm not worried about next year right now. I'm not worried about it. It's far from my mind, to be honest with you, with seven games left, or six games left, I should say. With a division title on the line, and there's six games left, and you're in Buffalo. Look, I need Bosa because his defensive line, let's face it, the D-line as is, they're going to get Fred Warner killed because all these guards and tackles and centers, they're getting to the second level, being able to get a hat on Fred Warner and being able to get a hat on Javondre Campbell, which makes the linebacker's job so much harder. That's where the missed pick of Javon Kinlaw, not having Eric Armstead healthy last season, not having him on this football team now. He's in Jacksonville. Buckner's still making plays in Indianapolis. When you don't have hogs up front that can prevent offensive linemen from getting to their second level blocks, yeah, it's going to minimize Fred Warner's impact.
I just think about this. Like, Fred Warner, we know what he is, right? Paying him a lot of money. And if I can preserve his body just a little, ever so slightly, for the following year and get him right for the full offseason, good. Simultaneously, I'd like to see what these young linebackers can do with like a four or five game runway. Let's see D Winters. Let's see Bethune. Like, give these guys.
Bethune's got an MCL injury. He may not be back all year.
Just saying, let's give these guys the appropriate level of playing time so that we can see what we have in them. Don't need to play Devondre Campbell. You don't owe him anything. Some of these young guys, like one of the beauties, and I know he got hurt with the neck, but like seeing Renardo Green play, like, okay, we've got a little player. He can play a little on the inside, he can play a little on the outside.
He was getting roasted last year.
Yeah, but you know what? He's better than Yadam and Rocca.
No, I hear that, but Yadam played better than him last
week. And he's a rookie.
Renardo Green had a rough go. He had a rough go last week. He had a rough go. Romeo Doubs was cooking him. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Jonathan, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, morning Rose. I'm not on the fire, Kyle Shanahan, but I do want Jed to fire John Lynch and bring in a GM who is going to be Kyle Shanahan's boss. Because right now there's no accountability, and we all saw that Sunday again. It's a starting quarterback with a broken digit. I mean, what's that, bro? The guy's got a broken finger, and you started him. I think this score is done. They would need to tweak the offense. Hey, the book is out since last year's Christmas Baltimore game. You know, it just jam into the line scrimmage. They do a lot of in-break and rush, so man coverage, right? And everybody on the defense is concentrated in the middle because it's all inside the numbers throws. They don't throw deep. It's kind of like an NBA team that doesn't believe in shooting the 3-point shot. So they would need to fire the special teams coach, defensive coordinator, got to go. I mean, at the minimum, you got to be able to teach your guys how to tackle, man. It's, missed tackle is a headache, man. This is a nightmare, man. I've never seen a defense have so much missed tackles in a game, you know, like the announcers would say, 20 missed tackles, that's like three games worth of missed tackles. I would like the new GM to,
Jonathan, you want Lynch fired, huh? John Lynch fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro. I don't like how he would. There's a lot of signings that are head scratchers, bro. I mean, you signed Debo to a number one wide receiver money when he's not a number one, and then you did it again with Ayuk. I mean, Ayuk, bro, you put him in Minnesota or Miami or Cincinnati, He's a number three wide receiver at best, and you're paying that guy $30 million? Not only that, bro, they fouled Brisson Buckner, a nose tackle. Dude, last time I checked, you need those guys. You know, run stuffer and pressure up the gut. They let him walk.
I hear you, Jonathan. I don't think John Lynch is getting fired.
Just sell.
And just fire it. No, not with the 49ers. No. Don't fire that button off. You keep that for the Raiders, man. No. Well, you don't do that out
relax.
Here.
Relax. It's a drop. Why are you getting upset about it?
Nobody's getting... I'm not upset. I'm just talking. I'm not upset. You're the one who got defensive.
Just sell. And just fire everybody.
Hey, do that in Las Vegas.
What do you make of this one?
Why do I need to do that?
I want to get into Purdy here for a second, B. What do you make of this? And it could just be football, you know, because the game is violent. But I was looking at just all of the quarterback injuries since Shanahan got here. You know, Hoyer was really banged up, and then they went to Beathard. And then they were losing, obviously. That was the number one thing. Beathard hurts his knee. 2018, Garoppolo ACL tear. Beathard hurts his wrist. 2019, full health. Jimmy played every game. They got very lucky there. 2020, UCL tear for Nick Mullins and the high ankle sprain for Jimmy Garoppolo. 2021, Lance hurts his finger. Garoppolo calf strain, torn thumb, shoulder. 2022, Lance, broken ankle. Garoppolo, broken foot. Purdy, torn UCL. 2023, which is just like 2019, full health from the quarterback. 2024, Purdy, shoulder. Now, 2023, Purdy also had a concussion, but, you know, he didn't miss any time with that. Is that more a byproduct of football? Is that their offensive line? Is that the smaller quarterbacks? Like, what do you make of those?
All of the above. One, it's football. Two is execution. Three is the frame of these guys. I'll never forget Bill Parcells when he spoke about Jimmy Garoppolo with Joe Lo and Dibs. And he said the one thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, and he was spot on with this, Bill Parcells, the big tuna. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. What he said at the time when Jimmy Garoppolo took this region by storm, and we all had Garoppolo mania, he said, I worry about his durability. He's small guy. Durability. And the same thing with Brock Purdy. But, you know, is it a Shanahan system thing? Guys get hit. This is pro football. Guys get hit. Now, I would like Kyle Shanahan to at least in the offseason adjust to the cover zero blitz and like, help his quarterbacks out because obviously they have a blind spot and guys are getting in free and you're getting the quarterbacks killed. But what is the byproduct of just sport? It's football. Defensive linemen, defensive tackles, linebackers want to destroy the quarterback. It's the name of the game. Hit the quarterback. Al Davis' famous quote, you know, the quarterback must go down and he must go down hard within the first 10 plays of the game. Then also the frame of so many players. But then it stopped Trey Lance from getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? Trey Lance came up with a finger, broke his fibula, all that. So it's a byproduct of just playing football and the quarterbacks who are getting hit. Like Brian Hoyer has never been able to stay healthy. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo has had trouble staying healthy before he came to San Francisco. He had a shoulder injury that he suffered, and Edelman and Michael Bennett called him out for being a punk and not playing on Thursday Night Football against some Buffalo Bills. And they had to go to Jacoby Brissett. So I don't – how much of it is on Shanahan? Could he do a better job of protecting his quarterbacks? Sure, I guess. Can't have a tight end try to block Rashad Reddick in the AFC Championship game. But at the same time, the tight end's got to make a block. It's his assignment. At least put your hands on him. Instead, Rashad Reddick comes around the edge, scot-free, and blows up Purdy's elbow. So, hey, it's football. It's football, and it's a framework. You think there's something to it?
No, I don't know what to make of it. Like, because
all these quarterbacks get hurt. Josh Allen's had injuries.
No, yeah, but Josh runs a lot. You know, he's their whole offense.
Mahomes had injuries. You know, Purdy's starting to run a little more. We see quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah, but then I see someone like Jared Goff, who's not a he's just not a mobile quarterback. He's been relatively healthy the last couple of years. And I don't know if that's him being very good at protecting himself. I don't know if that's clearly the best offensive line in the game or something to do with their – like, I don't know. Like, I'm not diving deep into it. Is it just random? Because that could be it too. You know, it could just be coincidence, you know? I don't know. But, like, I'm thinking about Brock and this arm. Look, the UCL injury that he suffered – I was concerned that he would even be healthy and ready to go, and he blew my expectations away and had a monster year last year. But now having the shoulder injury on that same throwing arm, I'm very worried about Brock and the arm. Not necessarily like, is he injury prone or anything like that, but that's your moneymaker. Right. No, I know, but we've seen it, whether it's Baker Mayfield, whether it's Drew Brees, whether it's Alex Smith. When you hurt that arm, you know, the rehab can be a career changer.
Well, I didn't know where you're going here, but I just want to make sure that, you know, we're putting out there to the masses, because I see this and I get texts about this. It's like, well, Kyle Shanahan gets these guys hurt. It's like, it's the stupidest thing.
I
didn't think you were saying that. I just want
to
make sure.
I just don't understand, like, why it happens to us and in other teams it doesn't.
Well, other teams have
quarterback injuries. But then other teams thread the needle. Like, Lamar runs like crazy. I feel like he's never hurt.
No, well, he was hurt a couple years ago. Tyler Huntley was in a game for the last 2 months of the season.
That was the one season.
You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen had to play with basically Tommy John. His elbow was shot a couple years ago. Joe Burrow. How many seasons has he
been injured?
He's been injured like crazy. Justin Herbert's been injured. All these quarterbacks get hurt. You know, this far, Dak Prescott has been banged up. You look at Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. He hasn't been hurt, thankfully. Thankfully, but how did he get his job? Carson Wentz's banged up. He's been hurt. So quarterbacks get hurt. It's the league. It happens. Aaron Rodgers hurt 4 plays into the season a season ago.
Yeah, but he was healthy for like 15 years.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been nicked up. He's played through injuries. He's played 15 years. These injuries and everything like that. So it's not just Niner related. I think the league has. Quarterbacks get hurt. It gets hurt.
But the Purdy shoulder, they're not even saying exactly what it is. I don't know. You know, shoulder, AC, could it be, you know, labrum? Who knows what the shoulder injury? It could just be a stiff shoulder. I don't know. But I am very worried about it. Now that you have the elbow and the shoulder, it's the throwing arm. It's, you know, it's just something to be. If this is going to be your franchise quarterback, like, it is something to be very concerned about. And I think it is. I'm cautious with how they deal with them.
Are we sure he's Kyle's franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're asking me today, given that he has a shoulder injury today on the same arm where he had the elbow injury, Joe, what do you think? Yeah, well, I would sign him to some sort of a 2 or 3 year deal, as I put in quotation marks, but I'd draft a quarterback. I think no matter what, I'm drafting a quarterback. I live by the Bill Walsh philosophy to always draft a quarterback, and that's not an indictment on Purdy. Like, if I was the Kansas City Chiefs, I'd be still, you know, drafting quarterbacks, because there's nothing more valuable than the backup quarterback and having those guys as assets. And just in case you need to win a game like the other day in Green Bay, where it felt like you were hopeless.
Problem is, though, you could barely find 32 capable quarterbacks in this league.
Of course,
so it's hard to find backup quarterbacks. I don't even know if there's 32 viable starters right now in the league when I look around. I look at, say, like Anthony Richardson right now. It's just,
yeah, but Bonte, Trey Lance in the fold, and then they signed whatever the guy's name was from the Eagles, the big tall guy. And then they drafted Brock Purdy in the 7th round. Right. I would do something comparable to that.
No doubt.
Where I would draft someone in the mid to late rounds and just stash them.
I was just saying, being a backup quarterback, there's not a lot of good backup quarterbacks because there's barely enough starters. There's barely enough capable start. New York Giants don't have a starting quarterback.
Well, I mean,
I would have said that
with Daniel Jones.
Right.
He's the 6th pick.
You know, we're still figuring out whether or not Sam Darnold could be a starter in this league. You know, we're trying to figure out the Tampa Bay Bucks, but the New Orleans Saints, they have a quarterback situation. Carolina, we don't know what they're going to do. Is Seattle sold on Geno? You know, you look around, Cleveland's going to need a quarterback. Indianapolis, man, Tennessee, Jacksonville, who the hell knows what's going on in this league? So, yes, we all want a good backup quarterback, but
yeah, no, to me, it's not about backups though. It's like I'm drafting someone as a precaution because I don't know what's going on with his body right now, like in the arm and the elbow. I am worried. I'm very worried about the arm and the elbow. This is your golden arm. As I watched Justin Herbert last night, and they lost, but he's making throws all over the field.
Quentin Johnson catch a pass,
no doubt. But he's got a cannon, and he's dropping balls in the bucket all over the place, like. Your arm and your elbow, it's literally how you get paid at quarterback. I know it's the brain and it's the instincts and it's all those things, but if you physically can't throw the ball past 20 yards like he hasn't the last couple of weeks, well then, yeah, that's an alarming thing to even contemplate.
Here's what Shanahan said yesterday about Brock's injury update.
Yeah, he did some light throwing today, and and it went all good. You know, he had, you know, we didn't push that hard, but did some light throwing, which was a good sign that the pain had to come back, and we'll rest it tomorrow and see how he feels as the week goes.
Light throwing yesterday for Brock Purdy. He confirms he also had a second MRI.
Yes, it's true. I mean, most guys get, we always get more than one. When you get one and it seems all right, then you have some pain later in the week, so you get another one to make sure you didn't miss anything. And so that's what he did, I think, after the Thursday practice.
And then he confirms that Brennan Allen is QB2.
Yeah, to clarify, guys, with Brock's shoulder, it's exactly what I've worded to you guys every time. You know, it's we got the MRI last week. His shoulder was bothering him. We thought it would be all right by Thursday, and it hurt worse Thursday than it did earlier in the week. So we rested it throughout the weekend, hoping that would help. He threw lighter today to see if that rest helped, and the rest did help him. So we'll see again, going through the same things we did last week. We're going to let him rest all the way up to Wednesday. We'll see how it feels on Wednesday, and then we'll take the exact same course throughout the week. And hopefully it responds better this week than it did last week with the rest.
Rest and recovery for Brock Purdy. Tomorrow's a big day for the Brockster.
He missed last Wednesday's practice. He tried to go out there on Thursday, and he did the quote-unquote light throwing on the side where he was throwing, from what reports were, like 5 to 10 yards, just, you know, playing catch or whatever, and he was like lob balling it. So I don't know what to make of what he's doing. Just, I love Shanahan. I love my Niners. But this year, they haven't necessarily been the most forthcoming when it comes to the injuries. You know, the CMC thing went from, he'd be ready to go, no problem if this was a real game in the preseason, to he might start on Monday night, to Jordan Mason telling us after, you know, dominating on Monday Night Football, yeah, I knew Friday I was going to be the starter. So I'm taking it with a grain of salt right now.
Well, here's the deal. I don't care if they're not transparent when it comes to injuries, because I get the gamesmanship aspect of it. Gamesmanship in terms of opponents. You got to let them know. You want the opponent game planning for everything. They probably will anyway. But it's been an ongoing thing in the league, and in all leagues. You don't want to reveal who's hurt and what's going on here. And I heard rumors about one team one year. You know, a guy will have an injury. Maybe it's a knee injury, and instead they classify it as a shoulder injury, so opponents wouldn't go after that knee once the game started. They'd be going after the shoulder, even though the shoulder is completely healthy. It was a knee that was a problem. Teams do this all the time with the injury report, doctor it up. The only people that should have a problem with it are the gamblers out there who's putting money on these games. I would be freaked out if I'm a gambler thinking, boy, these guys are lying. They're not being transparent with their injuries. But I understand why Kyle and the 49ers, and Belichick did this for a number of years, and other teams do it, where you don't reveal the severity of an injury. You want to protect your players, you want to protect your team, and also there's a little game.
Well, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just saying I can't believe it at face value.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
I never do, I think that's the setting. I don't know why. I never have. These guys aren't being truthful. Why should they? They don't have to reveal everything. You know, now the NFL can try to investigate and find them or whatnot, but teams are not revealing what's what. They'll give you some minor details. Yeah, hamstring strain.
What if I told you that Brock didn't throw another pass this season? Would that surprise you?
It would.
You think he's coming back no matter what?
No, I don't know if he's coming back or not. You just asked me whether or not if he didn't throw a pass, I would be surprised.
Yeah, and I think, man, that would be a big blow.
I would be surprised.
Yeah,
that's a problem, because I need to see him out there with Pearsall and company and getting better.
I think that would also leak into his negotiations in this offseason. I do. I think that would factor in there.
Well, he could go to the negotiating table and say, you see this roof, Brandon Allen?
Yeah, but you got to stay healthy too, though. You know?
But the leverage that he would have if he didn't throw another pass?
Yeah, but if he
could walk to John Lynch and Shanahan and be like, you guys want to lowball me? Fine, I'll go look elsewhere.
You missed 6 months with this is what I would say in the negotiation room. You missed 6 months with a UCL, okay? And then you missed, whatever, 7 or 8 games with a hurt shoulder. Like, that's not good.
And then as Brock's age, and I'm like, we missed 6 months, and then what happened?
Okay, yeah, but like...
See, we're negotiating there. Yeah, we got hurt. My tight end, you digrade a play for a backup tight end to block Hassan Reddick.
That's not how it works.
But you know what? That's fine. I missed 6 months, but guess what? I came back after rehab, and went out there and played like an MVP and put together the single best season a 49ers quarterback has ever had in his uniform.
But essentially two season-ending surgeries in a 2.5, 3.5 year span, that's just not good.
It's not good, but how good are you without me?
Oh, I don't think you're very good without him. But what I'm saying is in terms of guaranteed money here. And years and all that, like I do think that'll factor in.
We're negotiating here. And if I'm Brock Purdy and I'm saying, you want more 38-10s? You want 38-10 again? You want Brendan Allen or Josh Allen playing quarterback for you? Sure, why not? Lowball me if you want to. Go out there and trade for Kirk Cousins, see what happens. Go out there and go sign.
I wouldn't Sam tempt Darnold. Shanahan.
You know what? I think Brock Purdy, give him some respect, man, because without Brock Purdy, that's what the team looked like.
No doubt.
So right there, he wants some
money.
But
I don't think they win that game even with a healthy Brock Purdy.
I don't know. I think they're in that game. I actually think they could win that game with Brock Purdy. Green Bay was not impressive to me whatsoever. And I know everybody's going to look at the final score and say 38-10. Well, that game was a lot closer than 38-10. That was a game midway through the third quarter with Brendan Allen playing quarterback.
It should have been 24-7 at halftime.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was 17-7 at half. I mean, the Niners should have two more wins on their schedule. But they don't because they fumbled inside the red zone against Arizona. And Roddy Bell drops a pass and Jake Moody misses a field goal and Malik Mustafa fails to contain on the punt team. What is Low Deal's line? Ifs and buts with KD and nuts.
We don't have a Merry Christmas.
There you go. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Jose, what's happening? You're on the roster at 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Ahead of time, we have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jose. Always good to hear from you.
The Niners. Thank you. The Niners, they kind of painted themselves into a corner. Brock Purdy, for better or for worse, I mean, I ride with him all the time. I mean, all the way, just because he is the best that we have. He's the best we can do. They're going to have to pay him. The problem with Kyle is that going back all the way to the time when they were in Washington with RG3, they have a history of not paying enough attention to the offensive line. It seems like the quarterbacks that they play under his system keep getting hurt because he figures what he's got is good enough. And I mean, let me get on a tangent right here. I'll make it real quick, so not to bore you. My boss bought a brand new Corvette, a C8. Okay, he left it parked outside. Got a windshield broken, and he got side swiped. Okay, and I asked him, "When are you gonna get it fixed?" Well, I don't know. It's gonna cost me quite a bit of money. And I said, "Wait a minute, the insurance won't cover." I didn't get full coverage for it. Oh. Okay, it's equivalent of the 49ers. You're not investing enough money in protecting your biggest investment. To me, the Brock Purdy is the biggest investment they're about to make. They better put some money in that offensive line. To be honest with you, the money they gave Trent Williams, that's wasted money. I can almost guarantee you Trent is going to retire at the end of the year with that guaranteed money in his pocket. The guy keeps getting hurt. Age is catching up with our players.
Yeah, you're right, Jose.
Kittle keeps getting hurt. It's just for the time.
I hear you, Jose. I hear you. It's always good to hear from you. Hopefully, this guy bought a Corvette, man. What are you doing, dude? Sideswiped? That full coverage on the Corvette? Are you insane? Insane.
Just looking at Trent is owed about $22 million of cash next year and $33 the next year. He has a potential out in 2026, but man, I personally would have a hard time turning that money down. What?
Trent's not retired. Oh, you want a take? You want a take right now before we get to the injury report? Here's a take. The YouTube chat has been disabled for God knows how long.
Okay.
Who knows if it ever comes back. But some of our chatters have decided to call.
Okay.
We heard from SFA Drummer earlier today, and now we're hearing from Tyler Miller in San Francisco.
Hey, Tyler.
Tyler Miller. Cron 4 specialist, contributor, Tyler Miller. What is the podcast again? On the Soil?
On Bay Soil.
On Bay
and
Soil.
And also Niners Insider, Tyler Miller.
There it is.
Thank you, Mayoko. I want to make sure that you're there Friday, December 20th, all right? Please mark your calendar. You better be there.
Yeah, I heard it's not official, but it may or may not be at the Gold Club. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they kind of play me, Tyler. I had the Gold Club set up, and, you know, we got people who act like they're 15 around here. And so, oh, my God, little boobs. Oh, my God, we can't look. Oh, my God. Cover
Tyler,
your eyes.
Friday the 20th of December, you better be there at the Doobie Awards. We need you.
Chastity, you can laugh a little bit when I can see you on camera when I said that. Come on, Chastity.
Yeah, no, man. Got on personal, man.
I'm just chilling.
My guy's religious over here, man. He's got church later on today, man. Can't be talking about strip clubs on the air.
I gotta pray for Purdy's shoulder.
No, that's understandable. I really called in because Bonte is definitely keep on pushing the propaganda that we need to be thankful for Brock Purdy. Because the only alternative right now, this propaganda that you're saying that we should be thankful that if Brock Purdy's not out there, it's going to be Brandon Allen, when in reality, we're one game back from a top 10 draft pick right now, and Josh Allen is about to put the 49ers through a table this weekend. So there is a possibility that we can still get the savior, Shedeur Sanders, or possibly go get Cam Ward from Miami.
So you want a new quarterback?
Yes, a cheaper, stronger armed first round pick quarterback. Yes.
Can we all acknowledge that the elixir of a first round quarterback sounds great? Yeah. It's a lot harder to actually come in and have that impact.
You think Shedeur could coexist, Tyler?
I think so, just because I think he has that much more respect for Deion, his dad, and he'll know how hard he'll work. But if you look at it, Shasky, all of the top quarterbacks in the league our first round picks.
There it is. Tyler wants a new quarterback. Anybody else want a new quarterback?
I'm not doing the Shedeur for Purdy. I'm not.
Shedeur is nice, though, man. Shedeur is nice. But I don't think that's the Niners' biggest need. You have a good quarterback in Brock Purdy. You hope that he's healthy here.
888-957-9570.
Yeah, everybody's psyches.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
There's a Warriors lost last night. They were up 18 in the third quarter. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Now 12-5. Lost back-to-back games in OKC on Wednesday. Woo! It's about to get heated. It's about to get heavy. About to get heavy. Get in the trenches, folks. Roll up the sleeves, especially with the 49ers, as Brock Purdy did some light throwing yesterday. Light throwing at practice, according to Kyle Shanahan, and it went all good. Purdy's working his way back to the field from a shoulder injury that caused him to miss Sunday's game against the Packers. Purdy did have a second MRI taken of the shoulder, which Shanahan said is not unusual for players to do. The plan is to rest Brock today and see how the week goes. We need Jake Glazer, because Jake Glazer, as much as we talk about Schefter and Rappaport, Jake Glazer's the guy. He gets all the stories, the in-week stories, the meetings, and everything like that. Where's Jake Glazer at? We need to figure out what's going on with his shoulder. Is this shoulder a big concern for you, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Is everybody already looking to next season? Where are Niner fans at? Baldy's going to be getting moved to 8:30. He's at Jets practice. Busy day at Jets practice. Who the hell knows what's going on at Jets practice? They're firing everybody left and right. So we'll get to Baldy at 8:30. So we'll have a lot more time with them from 8:30 to maybe 9 o'clock. But Niner fans, where are we at? Where's our psyches at? 888-957-9570. Of course, that was the injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Your phone call's coming up. Niner fans, where are you at? We can talk Warriors, too, if you want. We got a lot going on in the Bay right now. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.